Hi, this is Father Voskin. What you're about to hear is a daily message produced on and for epostle.net under the banner Armadoxy for Today. While each message stands on its own merits, sometimes they are part of a string of messages. This one happens to be a part of a series prepared for the Advent season and in preparation of Christmas. You may find it more meaningful to go back and hear previous episodes. You can do so by going to epostle.net/armadoxy for today. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Armadoxy for today. Nativity. The time has come, and the narrative according to St. Luke is as follows. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, every one to his own town. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The story of Jesus' birth is remembered in song, in stories, in art, ornaments, and even lawn decorations. Some will elaborate about the attitude of the innkeeper, while others will amplify the song of the angels. Throughout the centuries, people have tried to understand this magical evening with its troubling set of circumstances when the Creator, the King of Kings, humbles himself and is born in what many would consider appalling surroundings because there was no room anywhere for the birth of the Savior. The birth of Jesus resonates to the bone in Armadoxy. For the Armenian people, the doors have not only been closed, they've been slammed in their face. And so Armadoxy presents an answer by assuring that others are not left out. Here is our call to Christmas. Praise God, for there is a chance at peace on earth and goodwill toward one another. This begins with Jesus' command to love God and love our neighbor. If we do this, there can be no other option but peace and goodwill. In 1914, during World War I, British troops fighting against Germans in a field in Belgium, while in the trenches, heard the singing of Christmas carols by the German soldiers. From their 3-foot-wide trench, they called out. The Germans, in a very thick accent, yelled out to the Brits and said, "Hey, come over here." The British soldiers said, "You come here." And so they both came out of their trenches and met halfway. The soldiers traded songs, tobacco, and wine, joining in a spontaneous holiday party in the cold night. Christmas Eve. Peace on earth, goodwill toward one another. I grew up when there was a horrible war going on in Vietnam. I remembered that on Christmas Eves, they would attempt to replicate the 1914 Christmas Eve truce. Sometimes they succeeded and some years they didn't. But it always bothered me that if they could have a truce for 1 or 2 days, why not forever? It begins with articulating a very simple message, the message articulated this night: peace on earth, goodwill toward one another. If we say it and we believe it, we can do it. Let us pray. Lord our God, Jesus Christ, this night you came to live in our midst. We open our doors and our rooms for you to come in. As you do, may we see our brothers and sisters who are standing out with you. May we come to know them and find your presence in the faces and stories they carry. May peace on earth and goodwill toward one another be a reality that begins with me. Amen. Merry Christmas. Jesus, Lord, and I.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.